Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching Radio on Wisdom Radio. And tonight, you're in for a very, very special enlightenment in your life. Little Merc is my guest. And Little Merc is a movie producer. He's a rapper, but he's also a film producer. But he also puts out a positive light for people to expand their life and live in a better way. And without any further introduction, I want to bring on Little Merc. And welcome to the show, Little Merc. Thank you for being here.
Hey, I appreciate that, Rob. It means a lot to me to come on your show and, go on ahead and voice some of my opinions to life and everything like that in a positive way. And it means a lot to me, so I'd like to thank you, first of all. Anyway, how is everybody doing out there tonight? This is Little Merc, as you indicated. I'm an actor, producer, and also a rap artist. Now, the first thing I want to touch on is that a lot of us need to learn how to keep life in a positive manner and, have that positive thought. And positive thoughts will create positive energy. You know, not going out and hanging out in the streets and hanging out with your boys and doing drugs or whatnot. That's uncalled for. There's better things that you can actually do. There's programs out there at the YMCA. You got programs that you can get involved with, basketball, baseball, football. That's more exciting, and you don't have to worry about the law, you know, coming after you or anything. So I like to usually deliver stuff of sort to the youth. To the adults, you know, the older you get, the wiser you're supposed to get, and you're supposed to have a positive thought at all times. You know that. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to kind of figure that out, but I'm thinking by the time you reach your 25 to 30 and up, you should be changed, and everything that you did in your past or whatever, you know, should be a different outlook. Should be like, it's time for change. It's time for me to get on a positive note here and go the right way and the right path in life, especially if you got kids, because you got to set an example for your children as well. And to your kids out there, follow your dreams, stay in school, and everything will be cool.
You know, not only be in school, but there's also a spiritual enlightenment out there, and teach people that it's really okay to listen to others and expand your life. And how have you opened up to learn to listen to your inner self to be a positive, energized person in your life, Little Merc?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of things around me that went bad and everything, and you know, something finally just hit me, and it was like, you know what, it's time for a change. And, you know, that inner spirit that you're talking about, that's a deep thing there, because it's a funny thing that I'm going to share with you guys nobody ever heard of before. One day I woke up out of a sleep, it was like a dream, and there was a tunnel. At the end of this tunnel was a light. And what ended up happening is I was very close to that light, and I woke up out of it. And my heart was beating very fast. I never knew what it was about until I questioned a couple of people. But the whole thing come to find out is I was getting ready to go on the other side, and I guess God was waking me up and telling me, hey, it's time for you to change your life. And I wouldn't want anybody else to experience that because it was very scary. I just didn't understand it at the time. But you guys, you know, as a whole, got to get it together. Whatever power you guys believe in, whatever religion or whatever, get with it. Time is near, and we don't have too much time left. So I wanted to pass that along to you guys. That's some deep stuff right there.
You know, that's very enlightening what you said there, but there's also some real wisdom because, you know, no matter what's going on, how dark it is, there's wisdom in it. There's a light of wisdom. How do you think when that light come on, it energized your inner wisdom and inner courage to really expand your life into the life you have now?
Well, it changed me from going, you know, being in the streets, being a thug and all that. Made me a better person. It made me understand people. It made me love people as well. It made me share, care. It also made me see that there is positivity out there, and, you know, a lot of people need to get that in their life. I'm not the one on this earth to judge anybody or anything, but I like to spread the word and spread positive thoughts. Now, if I did it, I know everybody as a whole can do the same thing. Instead of all these wars that's going on and people hating people because of skin color or whatever, because I'm going to tell you something. In the end, we all breathe. We all breathe the same air, basically. We all have a heart. We all bleed. And we all do basically the same thing. Our organs, kidneys, lungs. And so, you know, and all that complaining that people do at times, you know, got to kind of cut that out due to the fact that some people didn't even wake up this morning. They didn't make it to see another day. So, you know, thank God for every day or whatever you believe in, and praise to the fullest. You know, it's the greatest gift of all.
And if anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Little Merc, you can find him on Facebook under Little Merc and on Twitter. But, you know, you said something in there. People are so ingrained today, Little Merc, with looking at what's wrong and the blame of somebody else. And until we take responsibility and look in the mirror and say, basically, if it's up to me, if it's me, it's up to me, and open out that innovative wit they have within time themselves. So when you talk to people in your music and in the film produced, how do you get people to see that they encompass that innovative wisdom within themselves?
Okay, usually what I do in my music is I try to reach out there and I let people know that, I'm going to give you a perfect example, and I'm going to touch up on some deep stuff. So basically, let's put it this way. You know, Haiti has these earthquakes and everything, and then you have Brazil and all that, and they're having earthquakes. But see, the thing that a lot of people don't think about is these countries are actually calling for our help, and nobody is actually listening. And we're waiting as a whole for something to happen to participate and be like, okay, it's time to donate. No. These people are actually asking for our help now, and why does it take a disaster for everybody to pitch in and help? Matter of fact, the whole world is asking for our help. So anyway, as far as in my music, I like to usually, you know, include that in my songs and everything. Movie-wise and everything, you know, you got to basically stick to a script, which is called sides. So you got to stick to that script. So I really can't say too much in that script right now at this point. You know, I can only go by the script and read it verbatim. But other than that, you know, that's what the thing I love about music. You can express yourself in so many ways, and you can deliver a strong message in the way you feel that it should be delivered, and you don't have to worry about anything. You know, it's a good delivery thing, and I'm glad that God has blessed me with a gift of being able to rap and put two rhymes together and just keep spitting bars. More bars than Musketeers or whatever you want to call it, the Three Musketeers and Hershey bars and all that. I thank God that he allowed me to have that gift so I can go on ahead and translate that into positive things for people and so forth, and to, you know, see life in a different aspect than what they're seeing right now.
You know, you said how you write your music for a positive outlook. How is some of the music today actually ingraining some of the problems and challenges that the people are facing?
You mean as far as negative rap or positive rap?
Negative rap. We'll get into the positive rap here in a minute.
Okay, negative rap, I'll tell you like this. You had N.W.A. from the past. You had Ice-T. You had Ice Cube. You know, a lot of my celebrity mates. A lot of people blame them for, at that time, for the youth, you know, making wrong decisions in life and everything. I don't really blame them because, number one, parents should keep an eye on what their children are actually listening to. But you can't always keep an eye on them 24/7. I mean, they can go out to school or whatever and still hear it. But I, in my opinion, I think that shouldn't be influential. I think that kids know right from wrong, especially if you got that right home training. And with the right home training, parents spending more time with them, they can go a long way as far as that negativity and turning that into positive. Because like I always say, in order to define positive, you got to define negative. And in order to define negative, you got to define positive as well. So that's what I'm going to speak about on that negative part of it. You can turn that negative into a positive. And life is all positive. When you wake up to that next day, it's positive.
You know, that's absolutely true. Nobody's ever had a negative thing happen to them. They just looked at it in a ingrained pattern. But you said something in there. Do you feel it's time for the grown-ups to start being mature and start leading the kids in a positive way, wouldn't you say, Romer?
Yes, I do. I do say that the parents should kind of look after their kids more. I've seen kids, and I'm not going to get off into names or anything, but I've seen kids actually just wander off. They don't know what direction to turn to. They don't have no sort of leadership, no guidance or whatever. So it's like, hey, let me go out here. Let me touch down in these streets to see what it's about. They hang around the wrong friends. And like they, the old saying goes, you know, you hang around 10 broke friends, 9 broke friends, excuse me, you're bound to be the 10th one. So, yes, I do believe in this aspect of it, not music-wise, that if you're hanging around the wrong crowd, that you can actually get influenced, because your boys or your girls can actually influence you to do stuff that you might not do. But if you have a strong mind, like I said, once again, and you have that right leadership, and your mom is actually disciplining you in the right way, or your dad, that could be changed. I think you can be on a positive level. And life should be about positive things. It shouldn't be about negative. You know, I get tired. I don't even watch the news, to tell you guys the truth. And the reason why I don't watch the news is because I'm tired of hearing about negative things. You know, rest the soul of those who actually got killed. I don't know if they got killed. I vaguely heard he got killed or hurt on a train somewhere, and they had to stop the train for about 2 hours or something like that. But things like that, it's just crazy. It was a shoot-in or something like that. It's crazy. It's crazy how people will actually take a gun, put it in their hand, pull the trigger, have no remorse to what they did, and just continue on with life. And I'm knowing that it's hitting them every night while they're sleeping. And it's like, wow, just kill somebody. How long can I get away with doing this? I'm eventually going to get caught. I mean, hey, you got to face the consequence. You do the crime, you're going to do the time. So things like that, I don't believe in it. I think people need to change as a whole. Change for yourself, change for the world. Show them you're better.
And you know, we was talking, you said something a little earlier about your rap, your music being positive, and how you're really right for that. If somebody was choosing to expand from writing kind of a dark song into writing a more illuminated song, how does somebody start beginning that process, Lil Merk?
How you would actually begin that process is you would basically, this is what I would say about that. What you would do is you would actually take a part. So in other words, let's say I make a negative rap or whatever. Sometimes I can get negative. You know, you guys don't take me wrong, but negative in a good way. Things that I might see in life that don't make sense to me and I disagree upon. We all have freedom of speech, but I don't go too far with it. And, you know, sometimes I might take that and put that out there for you guys to listen to. And at the same time, I'm creating positive energy, like I said. But see, you have two different kind of negatives. You know, you have a negative in a good way to wake people up, and then you have a negative that's just flat out wrong. People don't want to deal with it. People don't want to hear it. People don't want to associate with you if you're on the negative level. So that's how I would look at that in that sense.
And, you know, that's the thing. You know, to be positive, you got to see the dark in the thing, because sometimes in the darkness is the light that you'll walk through. And yet, to me, Merk, and this has happened in my own life, and I was going to ask you, you almost got to walk a dark path to become illuminated. Do you and become kind of a, I guess, a spiritual savant to expand other people's words I'm looking for. Do you feel that?
I really do. I mean, a lot of my changes also came with, you know, 1997 when my son was born. And it was funny because at the time I wasn't too much focused in the industry at that time. I was more focused towards playing football and trying to become a football player, which I'm very great in. I will admit to that. I will cover you like a blanket, any wide receiver, and, you know, I'm very quick at it. But anyway, I would have to say my son kind of changed me a lot too. You know, it's time for me to wake up. That was, you know, I was going through a dark side, and then finally I came to the light side, and I was like, you know, the right way. I was like, hey, I have a son. It's time for me to get it together. I got to live on for my son. Saw too many of my homies getting killed from the streets. And, you know, it's not even worth it. And, you know, a kid can change you in a major way, and it changed me. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I don't want my son going the route I did. It's time to make a change, and I did just that. And that woke me up a lot, to tell you the truth. So that got me off of the dark side, put me to the light side.
There's always something. There's always an incident, whether it's a kid deal. But do you feel that people become so deeply in pain on the inside, the only way is to let it go and go to the light side? Do you feel that?
I really feel that. I mean, hey, I'm going to share this with you guys. I came from a family with a mother and a dad, rest their soul. One died from cancer. One died from a complication of diabetes and so forth. And I didn't get treated the best. And due to the fact that I didn't get treated the best, and, you know, I felt as though I should go out and look for other family. And that's not the right thing to do. I mean, you can find family outside of gangbanging or whatever the case may be. You can find family at the YMCA. You can find family at school. Your teacher could be the best family that you ever ran into, you know. So there's other things that you can do other than getting caught up in the street and dying over a street that you never heard of or know who was named after or whatever. You know, no disrespect to them, but why would you die over some colors and over a street? And it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I had to learn it the hard way, and I'm sharing this with you guys because I've actually lived it. I lived it. So I want you guys to better yourself and go in a different route. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I mean, I've seen plenty of my homies die right in front of me. It's not right, you know. I almost lost my life 2 times. It's not good. It's wake-up calls. All those things are wake-up calls. Son, almost losing your life. You know, things like that is a wake-up call. And seeing the light and all that and getting close to it, about a half an inch away from the light, stuff like that should wake you up. You know, like I said before, I didn't understand what it was about, but after asking questions and so forth, I got the right answers.
You know, it is the questions you ask yourself, and the more potent the question, the higher the outcome. But let me ask you this. Since you've really been right down in amongst the gang, how would it be if a guy could take the gang leaders and turn them into business people, because basically that's what they're really doing in a negative way, and open them up to show them that their leadership quality and put them in a positive light and show them they can make money and make a better life by doing it in a business-like way. What would that do to the inner cities, Lil Mark?
Hey, Rob, I'm glad you asked that question, and that's a good one right there. I think it would be very good. I mean, a lot of these gangbangers or whatever you want to call them, street thugs or whatever, they don't understand the whole thing about it. You know, you got these women out here. A lot of them do it for the women. You know, the gangbang, anything women gets fascinated and turned on by them gangbanging. I did it for that reason too, but that's not the way to look at it. You got to think about it. These days in the 2000s, what a woman is looking for, a woman is looking for a guy that's going to be able to help support them. You know, me, I come from a family where if you're with that woman, you take care of her 110%. That's just me. And, you know, it's not called being a simple whatever. It's called being responsible. But, yes, you know, I will say here that, you know, you got to learn responsibilities. You got to learn to take them on. You got to learn how to face them, and you got to learn how to deal with it. So, on that note, I wanted you guys to know that, yeah, I mean, you can actually be on a positive level, and it's not about gangbanging. It's about making that bread, as we say, making more cheese than Kraft Singles, and making that money, because in the end, gangbanging ain't going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you the money. It's not going to put food on the table. Second of all, you go to jail. None of your homies going to put anything on your books. They're not worried about you, and I know you guys know I'm telling the truth. Nobody is going to put anything on your books from your hood. They're not worried about you. You're alone. You're in there suffering. Nobody's going to do it except for maybe your family. So in the end, it comes down to your family is your family. I'll leave it at that part.
And that's absolutely true. But here, the irresponsibility that our leaders in this country and in the world show, how do you think that transcends down through the people and really filters down and everybody kind of is caught up in it's all about me, with no responsibility, and we can't see any leadership in the world because we can't see it within ourselves?
That's a true thing there, and I'm sorry about that. I meant to answer the other part of the question too as well. Yes, I see opportunities as open. You know, the economy is slowly but surely starting to get back up again, and it's getting better, and there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, these thugs and so forth, or whatever you want to call them, to become business leaders and make big money and go for the big, you know, honcho, whatever you want to call it, and do it the right way. I mean, you don't have to get off into the drug selling and all that. There's a lot of opportunities out there that you can take advantage of, and even have government aid for people that don't have money. It's not like the way it used to be in the olden days where you didn't really have government aid to help you with a business that you want to get started with or anything as such. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. You know, you can become a person involved with oil stocks. You can become an owner of an NFL team, NBA team, whatever the case may be, whatever rocks your boat, jump on it and let it flow.
Or you can even run for president.
Exactly. You can even run for president. It's not impossible. But I will say this, I'm very thankful. I am very grateful. I'm very happy. And I'm glad that Obama got to become our president. That was very, man. You just don't know. It was electrifying. I mean, it was a great thing. And next, now what I want to see, because I'm not sexist, I'm not racist, I'm none of that, I would love to see a woman president in office one day. That would be so heart-touching, electrifying to see an actual woman leading this country, the United States of America, in which it stands. That would be a great thing to see. You just don't know, Rob. It would be so hard touching, man. It would be the greatest thing I ever saw in my life.
I really feel it's going to happen in the next 15, next three election cycles. I really think we'll see that.
You really think so?
Yes, because on the women, if you're paying attention now, Lil Merk, there's more women graduating from college, there's more CEOs, and women are more likely to listen, but they take a firmer stand than a man does. And in the coaching world and in the spiritual world, they actually are as good or better than men because they listen and they have more of a enterprising energy about themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you on that to a certain degree, but I would have to kind of disagree. But, you know, you're still my friend. But I've always said once again, I'm not sexist or anything, but I will be honest. I think, in my opinion, that women make better managers. They're better publicists. I like the males, too. Don't get me wrong. But with a woman is going to push. And she's going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing till she get results and get what she wants. And that's why I love women that does managerial skills. She does publicist work. She's an agent. She's, you know, entrepreneur. In any way, I respect women to the fullest because they strive, they work hard, and they do what they can to get the job done. Just like you got these single mothers out there. You know, they got to be the father. They got to be the mother. Same thing with some fathers, too. You know, I lost a sister recently, and I respect this man to the fullest. He have to take on his daughter. This is what happened. My sister walking to Walmart, getting some diapers, 5 months pregnant, couldn't stand the heat. We was talking about 100 and some plus degree hot sun weather. She couldn't go out to Walmart and go get diapers at the time because she would pass out or whatever. She had problems with the heat. But Trey, if you're listening to me, man, this is real. I'm about to share this little story too. You know, she went to Walmart, went to go get diapers. Walking back home, this all happened in Victorville, California. I know you guys heard it on the news. That's local. You guys probably heard it non-local as well. But went to go get some Pampers, and this guy took it upon himself to hit her. Kept on driving off. Remember, she's 5 months pregnant. And someone who's living on right now. Now, the sad thing about it is, in the future, as my in which she's just one right now, all that her dad ever will have is pictures of her mother, and that's all she will ever remember her as, is just a picture. And it's sad. And things like that, it's very heartbreaking. I mean, because the man could have turned himself in, He could have avoided a lot of things. He claimed it was a dog he thought he hit. But the question is, I know deep down inside, you know if you hit a person or a dog. I mean, I never hit a human before, but just use common sense. I mean, you could tell the difference between a dog and a human. A human have more weight to it, and then they're higher. So I'm not buying into that story, but the trial is still going on or whatever, but we'll see what's going to happen here in the coming weeks. But I want you to know, Trey, if you're listening, man, I respect you to the fullest, man. You're being a very good dad, and you're living on the dream that my sis wanted you to live, and that was to move to Alabama and continue your life, man. I give you much props, and you're a good man, man. You know, and dads are mothers, too, and I respect that. I really do. And you single mothers as well, I respect you as much because you got to play dad and mom, too.
You know, that's the thing. There's a lot of single stuff. But it does make a difference if you have both parents. It really, really does. But Lil Merk, in your music and in your journey, how do you feel you're expanding the world into a better place?
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm expanding it into a better place, but I'm trying. I'm giving it my all. What I'm trying to do is trying to bring this world at peace, which you know is very, very hard. I mean, it's like talking to a brick wall. It's just going to reflect back and just bounce right off. You know, it's going to be like, whatever, I'm not trying to hear this dude. I see something better he don't see. But in the end, you know, you crawl on your knees and you beg, please, and you come back to this person, you ask for advice. But through my music, I try to reach out in the best way I can, like I indicated, and try to deliver positive messages, and times I can get negative too, like I said, but I focus more on that positive stuff and try to get everybody to be on the right track and less wars and hatred and racism and all this crap. It needs to stop. Like I said, it really does, because me personally, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what race that you, well, I should say, I don't care what religion you believe in. I don't care what race you are. I don't really care what sex you're into or whatever. I'm not sexist. I'm not biased to anything that, you know, you as people do. You know, you guys got to make decisions. You guys are the one that got to, you know, deal with God. And in the Bible, it says that we should never judge the next person. So that's not for me to do. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to tell you where you're going to go because that's not my place. But I will try to spread word and try to make you a better person. That I am entitled to and that I will do. But I think it's reached a couple of people because I had to pretty much raise a kid. And he was into graffiti and everything. And listened to some of my music, and he was like, wow. He said, you really changed me. He said, what can I do to get an autograph? I said, no, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is just send me an email address or send me an address or something, and we can go from there. And, you know, this happened on Twitter. I was like, just send me, like, a address or whatever, and I'll send you over a personal autograph with my picture, and I'll send it over to you. And he said I was a big influence to him. So when I'm doing things like that, it brings a big smile on my face to know that, hey, I'm delivering positive content, and I'm delivering, you know, things that make a child better in their life and so forth. So I know I'm doing my job, and that's what I'm here for. Every one of us have a purpose on this life, and we just got to fulfill it. You have to. We're not brought on this earth just to get to heaven, to you, those of you who believe in God or whatever. We're not here just to get to heaven. We're here for a purpose, and we have to serve that purpose. And I wish a lot of people would understand that.
And that's absolutely true. And I want you to really step back and feel and just listen to what Lil Merk has said. He's expanded you, and he does leave the world in a better way. Because when you make somebody smile or you expand somebody's life, that's already making the world a better place. And that's what he does. But if you're listening, he's talking from his heart, and he's also talking his own journey to teach you through his own everyday life. Well, we're down to 10 seconds here. Give him some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Sure. What I want you guys to listen to, and, you know, I got 10 seconds, I know. What I want you guys to do tonight is think about all the wrong that you're doing and try to turn that wrong into a positive, and I guarantee your life will be much better, and you guys will live a happier life. That's what I like to end it on. Do that for me tonight and sleep on it, please.
And Rob,
I'd like
Wilson
to
Cowboy.
Thank you. I'd like
Go
to
ahead.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm sorry about that. For having me on the show, it means a lot to me, man. You're the man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Your radio station rocks, man. Rob Cowboy all day, man. You know that.
And I want to thank you for being here. And Lil Merc will be back every 4 to 5 to 6 weeks. It depends on when our schedules work. And we'll be here tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you later. And I really want to thank the listeners and Lil Merc for being here. And I want to wish everybody a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Rob. Thank you. And I'm down whenever you down. So just, you know, hit me up and let me know the word, man. I'm there, bro. And I love
okay.
I love you all. I love you all. I love the whole world. I love you all. You know, you guys take care and have a great night and good morning wherever in the world you may be.
All right. Good night, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Lil Merc.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Rob.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Cowboy Wisdom NLP. I was waiting for that. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio on Wisdom Radio. And tonight, you're in for a very, very special enlightenment in your life. Lil Merc is my guest. And Lil Merc is a movie producer. He's a rapper, but he's also a film producer. But he also puts out a positive light for people to expand their life and live in a better way. And without any further introduction, I want to bring on Lil Merc. And welcome to the show, Lil Merc. Thank you for being here.
Hey, I appreciate that, Rob. It means a lot to me to come on your show and, you know, go on ahead and voice some of my opinions to life and everything like that in a positive way. And it means a lot to me, so I'd like to thank you, first of all. Anyway, how is everybody doing out there tonight? This is Lil Merc, as you indicated. I'm an actor, producer, and also a rap artist. Now, the first thing I want to touch on is that a lot of us need to learn how to keep life in a positive manner and, you know, have that positive thought. And positive thoughts will create positive energy. You know, not going out and hanging out in the streets and hanging out with your boys and doing drugs or whatnot. That's uncalled for. There's better things that you can actually do. There's programs out there at the YMCA. Got programs that you can get involved with, basketball, baseball, football, that's more exciting, and you don't have to worry about the law, you know, coming after you or anything. So I like to usually deliver stuff of sort to the youth. To the adults, you know, the older you get, the wiser you're supposed to get, and you're supposed to have a positive thought at all times. You know that. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to kind of figure that out, but I'm thinking by the time you reach your 25 to 30 and up, you know, you should be changed and everything that you did in your past or whatever, you know, should be a different outlook. Should be like, you know what, it's time for change. It's time for me to get on a positive note here and go the right way and the right path in life, especially if you got kids, because you got to set an example for your children as well. And to your kids out there, follow your dreams, stay in school, and everything will be cool.
You know, not only be in school, but there's also a spiritual enlightenment out there, and teach people that it's really okay to listen to others and expand your life. And how have you opened up to learn to listen to you, to your inner self, to be a positive, energized person in your life, Lil Merc?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of things around me that went bad and everything, and you know, something finally just hit me, and it was like, you know what, it's time for a change. And, you know, that inner spirit that you're talking about, that's a deep thing there, because it's a funny thing that I'm going to share with you guys nobody ever heard of before. One day I woke up out of a sleep, it was like a dream, and there was a tunnel. At the end of this tunnel was a light. And what ended up happening is I was very close to that light, and I woke up out of it. And my heart was beating very fast. I never knew what it was about until I questioned a couple of people. But the whole thing come to find out as I was getting ready to go on the other side, and I guess God was waking me up and telling me, hey, it's time for you to change your life. And I wouldn't want anybody else to experience that because it was very scary. I just didn't understand it at the time. But you guys, you know, as a whole, got to get it together. Whatever power you guys believe in, whatever religion or whatever, get with it. Time is near, and we don't have too much time left. So I wanted to pass that along to you guys. That's some deep stuff right there.
You know, that's very enlightening what you said there, but there's also some real wisdom because, you know, in no matter what's going on, how dark it is, there's wisdom in it. There's a light of wisdom. How do you think when that light come on, it energized your inner wisdom and inner courage to really expand your life into the life you have now?
Well, it changed me from going, you know, being in the streets, being a thug and all that. Made me a better person. It made me understand people. It made me love people as well. It made me share, care. It also made me see that there is positivity out there, and, you know, a lot of people need to get that in their life. I'm not the one on this earth to judge anybody or anything, but I like to spread the word and spread positive thoughts. Now, if I did it, I know everybody as a whole can do the same thing instead of all these wars that's going on and people hating people because of skin color or whatever, because I'm going to tell you something. In the end, we all breathe. We all breathe the same air, basically. We all have a heart. We all bleed. And we all do basically the same thing. Got organs, kidneys, lungs. And so, you know, and all that complaining that people do at times, you know, got to kind of cut that out due to the fact that some people didn't even wake up this morning. They didn't make it to see another day. So, you know, thank God for every day or whatever you believe in, and praise to the fullest. You know, it's the greatest gift of all.
And if anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Little Merc, you can find him on Facebook under Little Merc and on Twitter. But, you know, you said something in there. People are so ingrained today, Little Merc, with looking at what's wrong and the blame of somebody else. And until we take responsibility and look in the mirror and say, basically, if it's up to me, and open out that innovative wit they have within time themselves. So when you talk to people in your music and in the film produce, how do you get people to see that they encompass that innovative wisdom within themselves?
Okay, usually what I do in my music is I try to reach out there and I let people know that. I'm going to give you a perfect example and I'm going to touch up on some deep stuff. So basically, let's put it this way. You know, Haiti has these earthquakes and everything, and then you have Brazil and all that, and they're having earthquakes. But see, the thing that a lot of people don't think about is these countries are actually calling for our help and nobody is actually listening. And we're waiting as a whole for something to happen to participate and be like, okay, it's time to donate. No, these people are actually asking for our help now, and why does it take a disaster for everybody to pitch in and help? Matter of fact, the whole world is asking for our help. So anyway, as far as in my music, I like to usually, you know, include that in my songs and everything. Movie-wise and everything, you know, you got to basically stick to a script, which is called sides. So you got to stick to that script. So I really can't say too much in that script right now at this point. You know, I can only go by the script and read it verbatim. But other than that, you know, that's what the thing I love about music. You can express yourself in so many ways, and you can deliver a strong message in the way you feel that it should be delivered, and you don't have to worry about anything. You know, it's a good delivery thing, and I'm glad that God has blessed me with a gift of being able to rap and put two rhymes together and just keep spitting bars, more bars than Musketeers or whatever you want to call it, the Three Musketeers and Hershey bars and all that. I thank God that he allowed me to have that gift so I can go on ahead and translate that into positive things for people and so forth, and to, you know, see life in a different aspect than what they're seeing right now.
You know, you said how you write your music for a positive outlook. How is some of the music today actually ingraining some of the problems and challenges that the people are facing?
You mean as far as negative rap or positive rap?
Negative rap. We'll get into the positive rap here in a minute.
Okay, negative rap, I'll tell you like this. You had NWA from the past. You had Ice-T. You had Ice Cube. You know, a lot of my celebrity mates. A lot of people blame them for, at that time, for the youth, you know, making wrong decisions in life and everything. I don't really blame them because, number one, parents should keep an eye on what their children are actually listening to. But you can't always keep an eye on them 24/7. I mean, they can go out to school or whatever and still hear it. But I, in my opinion, I think that that shouldn't be influential. I think that kids know right from wrong, especially if you got that right home training. And with the right home training, parents spending more time with them, they can go a long way as far as that negativity and turning that into positive. Because like I always say, in order to define positive, you got to define negative. And in order to define negative, you got to define positive as well. So that's what I'm going to speak about on that negative part of it. You can turn that negative into a positive. And life is all positive. When you wake up to that next day, it's positive.
You know, that's absolutely true. Nobody's ever had a negative thing happen to them. They just looked at it in a ingrained pattern. But you said something in there. Do you feel it's time for the grown-ups to start being mature and start leading the kids in a positive way, wouldn't you say, Lil Murk?
Yes, I do. I do say that the parents should kind of look after the kids more. I've seen kids, and I'm not going to get off into names or anything, but I've seen kids actually just wander off. They don't know what direction to turn to. They don't have no sort of leadership, no guidance or whatever. So it's like, hey, let me go out here. Let me touch down in these streets to see what it's about. They hang around the wrong friends. And like they the old saying goes, you know, you hang around 10 broke friends, 9 broke friends, excuse me, you're bound to be the 10th one. So, yes, I do believe in this aspect of it, not music-wise, that if you're hanging around the wrong crowd, that you can actually get influenced because your boys or your girls can actually influence you to do stuff that you might not do. But if you have a strong mind, like I said, once again, and you have that right leadership and your mom is actually disciplining you in the right way or your dad, that could be changed. I think you can be on a positive level. And life should be about positive things. It shouldn't be about negative. You know, I get tired. I don't even watch the news to tell you guys the truth. And the reason why I don't watch the news is because I'm tired of hearing about negative things. You know, rest the soul of those who actually got killed. I don't know if they got killed. I vaguely heard he got killed or hurt on a train somewhere and they had to stop the train for about 2 hours or something like that. But things like that, it's just crazy. It was a shooting or something like that. It's crazy. It's crazy how people will actually take a gun, put it in their hand, pull the trigger, have no remorse to what they did, and just continue on with life. And I'm knowing that it's hitting them every night while they're sleeping. And it's like, wow, just kill somebody. How long can I get away with doing this? I'm eventually going to get caught. I mean, hey, you got to face the consequences. Do the crime, you're going to do the time. So things like that, I don't believe in it. I think people need to change as a whole. Change for yourself, change for the world. Show them you're better.
And, you know, we was talking, you said something a little earlier about your rap, your music being positive and how you're really right for that. If somebody was choosing to expand from writing kind of a dark song into writing a more illuminated song, how does somebody start beginning that process, Lil Murk?
How you would actually begin that process is you would basically, this is what I would say about that. What you would do is you would actually take a part. So in other words, let's say I make a negative rap or whatever. Sometimes I can get negative. You know, you guys don't take me wrong, but negative in a good way. Things that I might see in life that don't make sense to me and I disagree upon. We all have freedom of speech, but I don't go too far with it. And, you know, sometimes I might take that and put that out there for you guys to listen to. And at the same time, I'm creating positive energy, like I said. But see, you have two different kind of negatives. You know, you have a negative in a good way to wake people up, and then you have a negative that's just flat out wrong. People don't want to deal with it. People don't want to hear it. People don't want to associate with you if you're on the negative level. So that's how I would look at that in that sense.
And, you know, that's the thing. You know, to be positive, you got to see the dark in the thing, because sometimes in the darkness is the light that you'll walk through. And yet, to me, Mark, and this has happened in my own life, and I was going to ask you, you almost got to walk a dark path to become illuminated. Do you and become kind of a, I guess, a spiritual savant to expand other people's words I'm looking for. Do you feel that?
I really do. I mean, a lot of my changes also came with, you know, 1997 when my son was born. And it was funny because at the time I wasn't too much focused in the industry at that time. I was more focused towards playing football and trying to become a football player, which I'm very great in. I will admit to that. I will cover you like a blanket, any wide receiver, and, you know, I'm very quick at it. But anyway, I would have to say my son kind of changed me a lot, too. You know, it's time for me to wake up. That was, you know, I was going through a dark side, and then finally I came to the light side, and I was like, you know, the right way. I was like, hey, I have a son. It's time for me to get it together. I got to live off of my son. Saw too many of my homies getting killed from the streets, and, you know, it's not even worth it. And, you know, a kid can change you in a major way, and it changed me. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I don't want my son going the route I did. It's time to make a change, and I did just that. And that woke me up a lot, to tell you the truth. So that got me off of the dark side and put me to the light side.
There's always something. There's always an incident, whether it's a kid deal. But do you feel that people become so deeply in pain on the inside, the only way is to let it go and go to the light side? Do you feel that?
I really feel that. I mean, hey, I'm going to share this with you guys. I came from a family with a mother and a dad, rest their soul. One died from cancer. One died from a complication of diabetes and so forth. And I didn't get treated the best. And due to the fact that I didn't get treated the best, and, you know, I felt as though I should go out and look for other family, and that's not the right thing to do. I mean, you can find family outside of gangbanging or whatever the case may be. You can find family at the YMCA. You can find family at school. Your teacher could be the best family that you ever ran into, you know. So there's other things that you can do other than getting caught up in the street and dying over a street that you never heard of or know who was named after or whatever. You know, no disrespect to them, but why would you die over some colors and over a street? And it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I had to learn it the hard way, and I'm sharing this with you guys because I've actually lived it. I lived it. So I want you guys to better yourself and go in a different route. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I mean, I've seen plenty of my homies die right in front of me. It's not right, you know. I almost lost my life two times. It's not good. It's wake-up calls. All those things are wake-up calls. Son, almost losing your life. You know, things like that is a wake-up call. And seeing the light and all that and getting close to it, about a half an inch away from the light, stuff like that should wake you up. You know, like I said before, I didn't understand what it was about, but after asking questions and so forth, I got the right answers.
You know, it is the questions you ask yourself, and the more potent the question, the higher the outcome. But let me ask you this. Since you've really been right down in amongst the gang, how would it be if a guy could take the gang leaders and turn them into business people, because basically that's what they're really doing in a negative way, and open them up to show them that their leadership qualities and put them in a positive light and show them they can make money and make a better life by doing it in a business-like way? What would that do to the inner cities, Lamarck?
Hey, Rob, I'm glad you asked that question, and that's a good one right there. I think it would be very good. I mean, a lot of these gangbangers or whatever you want to call them, street thugs or whatever, they don't understand the whole thing about it. You know, you got these women out here. A lot of them do it for the women. You know, know that gangbang, anything women gets fascinated and turned on by them gangbanging. I did it for that reason too, but that's not the way to look at it. You got to think about it. These days in the 2000s, what a woman is looking for, a woman is looking for a guy that's going to be able to help support them. You know, me, I come from a family where if you're with that woman, you take care of her 110%. That's just me. And, you know, it's not called being a simple whatever. It's called being responsible. But, yes, you know, I will say here that, you know, you got to learn responsibilities. You got to learn to take them on. You got to learn how to face them, and you got to learn how to deal with it. So, on that note, I wanted you guys to know that, yeah, I mean, you can actually be on a positive level, and it's not about gangbanging. It's about making that bread, as we say, making more cheese than Kraft Singles, and making that money, because in the end, gangbanging ain't going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you the money. It's not going to put food on the table. Second of all, you go to jail. None of your homies going to put anything on your books. They're not worried about you. And I know you guys know I'm telling the truth. Nobody is going to put anything on your books from your hood. They're not worried about you. You're alone. You're in there suffering. Nobody's going to do it except for maybe your family. So in the end, it comes down to your family is your family. I'll leave it at that part.
And that's absolutely true. But here, the irresponsibility that our leaders in this country and in the world show, how do you think that transcends down through the people and really filters down and everybody kind of is caught up in it's all about me with no responsibility and we can't see any leadership in the world because we can't see it within ourselves?
That's a true thing there, and I'm sorry about that. I meant to answer the other part of the question, too, as well. Yes, I see opportunities as open. You know, the economy is slowly but surely starting to get back up again, and it's getting better, and there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, these thugs and so forth, or whatever you want to call them, to become business leaders and make big money and go for the big, you know, honcho, whatever you want to call it. And do it the right way. I mean, you don't have to get off into the drug selling and all that. There's a lot of opportunities out there that you can take advantage of. And even have government aid for people that don't have money. It's not like the way it used to be in the olden days where you didn't really have government aid to help you with a business that you want to get started with or anything as such. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. You know, you can become a person involved with oil stocks. You could become an owner of an NFL team, NBA team, whatever the case may be, whatever rocks your boat, jump on it and let it flow.
Or so, you can even run for president.
Exactly. You can even run for president. It's not impossible, but I will say this. I'm very thankful. I am very grateful. I'm very happy. And I'm glad that Obama got to become our president. That was very man. You just don't know. It was electrifying. I mean, it was a great thing. And next, now what I want to see, because I'm not sexist, I'm not racist, I'm none of that, I would love to see a woman president in office one day. That would be so heart-touching, electrifying to see an actual woman leading this country, the United States of America, in which it stands. That would be a great thing to see. You just don't know, Rob. It would be so hard touch it, man. It would be the greatest thing I ever saw in my life.
I really feel it's going to happen in the next 15, next three election cycles. I really think we'll see that.
You really think so?
Yes, because the women, if you're paying attention now, Lil Merk, there's more women graduating from college. There's more CEOs. And women are more likely to listen, but they take a firmer stand than a man does. And in the coaching world and in the spiritual world, they actually are as good or better than men because they listen and they have more of a enterprising energy about themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you on that to a certain degree, but I will have to kind of disagree. But, you know, you're still my friend. But I've always said
that's okay.
You know, yeah, you know, once again, I'm not sexist or anything, but I will be honest. I think, in my opinion, that women make better managers, they're better publicists, I like the males too, don't get me wrong. But with a woman is going to push. And she's going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing till she get results and get what she wants. And that's why I love women that does managerial skills. She does publicist work. She's an agent. She's, you know, entrepreneur. In any way, I respect women to the fullest because they strive, they work hard, and they do what they can to get the job done. Just like you got these single mothers out there, you know, they got to be the father, they got to be the mother. Same thing with some fathers, too. You know, I lost a sister recently, and I respect this man to the fullest. He have to take on his daughter. This is what happened. My sister walking to Walmart, getting some diapers, 5 months pregnant, couldn't stand the heat. We was talking about 100 and some plus degree hot sun weather. She couldn't go out to Walmart and go get diapers at the time because she would pass out or whatever. She had problems with the heat. But, Trey, if you're listening to me, man, this is real. I'm about to share this little story, too. You know, she went to Walmart, went to go get diapers. Walking back home, this all happened in Victorville, California. I know you guys heard it on the news. That's local. You guys probably heard it non-local as well. But went to go get some Pampers, and this guy took it upon himself to hit her. Kept on driving off. Remember, she's 5 months pregnant. And someone who's living on right now. Now, the sad thing about it is, in the future, as my up, and which she's just one right now, all that her dad ever will have is pictures of her mother, and that's all she will ever remember her as, is just a picture. And it's sad. And things like that, it's very heartbreaking. I mean, because the man could have turned himself in. He could have avoided a lot of things. He claimed it was a dog he thought he hit. But the question is, I know deep down inside, you know, if you hit a person or a dog. I mean, I never hit a human before, but just use common sense. I mean, you can tell the difference between a dog and a human. A human have more weight to it, and then they're higher. So I'm not buying into that story, but the trial is still going on or whatever, but we'll see what's going to happen here in the coming weeks. But I want you to know, Trey, if you're listening, man, I respect you to the fullest, man. You're being a very good dad, and you're living on the dream that my sis wanted you to live, and that was to move to Alabama and continue your life, man. I give you much props, and you're a good man, man. You know, and dads are mothers, too, and I respect that. I really do. And you single mothers as well, I respect you as much because you got to play dad and mom, too.
You know, that's the thing. There's a lot of single stuff. But it does make a difference if you have both parents. It really, really does. But Little Merc, in your music and in your journey, how do you feel you're expanding the world into a better place?
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm expanding it into a better place, but I'm trying. I'm giving it my all. What I'm trying to do is trying to bring this world at peace, which you know is very, very hard. I mean, it's like talking to a brick wall, it's just going to reflect back and just bounce right off. You know, it's going to be like, whatever, I'm not trying to hear this dude. I see something better he don't see. But in the end, you know, you crawl on your knees and you beg please and you come back to this person, you ask for advice. But through my music, I try to reach out in the best way I can, like I indicated, and try to deliver positive messages. And times I can get negative too, like I said, but I focus more on that positive stuff and try to get everybody to be on the right track and less wars and hatred and racism and all this crap. It needs to stop. Like I said, it really does. Because me personally, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what race that you, well, I should say, I don't care what religion you believe in. I don't care what race you are. I don't really care what sex you're into or whatever. I'm not sexist. I'm not biased to anything that, you know, you as people do. You know, you guys got to make decisions. You guys are the one that got to, you know, deal with God. And in the Bible, it says that we should never judge the next person. So that's not for me to do. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to tell you where you're going to go because that's not my place. But I will try to spread word and try to make you a better person. That I am entitled to and that I will do. But I think it's reached a couple of people because I had to pretty much raised a kid. And he was into graffiti and everything. And listened to some of my music, and he was like, wow. He said, you really changed me. He said, what can I do to get an autograph? I said, no, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is just send me an email address or send me an address or something, and we can go from there. And, you know, this happened on Twitter. I was like, just send me, like, a address or whatever, and I'll send you over a personal autograph with my picture, and I'll send it over to you. And he said I was a big influence to him. So when I'm doing things like that, it brings a big smile on my face to know that, hey, I'm delivering positive content, and I'm delivering, you know, things that make a child better in their life and so forth. So I know I'm doing my job, and that's what I'm here for. Every one of us have a purpose on this life, and we just got to fulfill it. You have to. We're not brought on this earth just to get to heaven. To you, those of you who believe in God or whatever, we're not here just to get to heaven. We're here for a purpose, and we have to serve that purpose. And I wish a lot of people would understand that.
And that's absolutely true. And I want you to really step back and feel and just listen to what Little Merc has said. He's expanded you, and he does leave the world in a better way. Because when you make somebody smile or you expand somebody's life, that's already making the world a better place. And that's what he does. But if you're listening, he's talking from his heart, and he's also talking his own journey to teach you through his own everyday life. Well, we're down to 10 seconds here. Give him some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Sure. What I want you guys to listen to, and, you know, I got 10 seconds, I know. What I want you guys to do tonight is think about all the wrong that you're doing and try to turn that wrong into a positive, and I guarantee your life will be much better, and you guys will live a happier life. That's what I like to end it on. Do that for me tonight and sleep on it, please.
And I'm Rob,
I'd like to
Cowboy.
Thank you. I'd like
Go
to
ahead.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm sorry about that. For having me on the show, it means a lot to me, man. You're the man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Your radio station rocks, man. Rob Cowboy all day, man. You know that.
And I want to thank you for being here. And Lil Merc will be back every 4 to 5 to 6 weeks. It depends on when our schedules work. And we'll be here tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you later. And I really want to thank the listeners and Lil Merc for being here. And I want to wish everybody a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Rob. Thank you. And I'm down whenever you down. So just, you know, hit me up and let me know the word, man. I'm there, bro. And I love
okay.
I love you all. I love you all. I love the whole world. I love you all. You know, you guys take care and have a great night and good morning wherever in the world you may be.
All right. Good night. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Lil Merc.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Rob.